The long-standing National Prayer Breakfast event in Washington, scheduled for Thursday, this year features a split from the private religious group that ran the gathering for decades. Some lawmakers say the National Prayer Breakfast had become too divisive, and there were ethics questions about who was invited and how money was being raised, so they decided to run it themselves. This year, Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor, a Democrat, is organizing a smaller event, having some 200 to 300 House and Senate members, White House officials, and invited guests praying together for the government and for the world. Every president has addressed the breakfast since 1953, and President Biden is continuing the tradition. A larger event put on by a private religious group called the International Foundation will also be taking place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.